So,
and yet they still call in.
Yeah, I've been friends with this one for a long time and her daddy, so I'm definitely on cool terms. Mm-hmm. Hey, joining us now, everybody. Lord have mercy. This woman right here can act. Starred in so many great movies. Well, she now stars in a new drama on Fox, everybody. It's called Shots Fired. And it premieres this Wednesday at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central. Now, Shots Fired, it's a 10-hour miniseries that closely examines the criminal justice system after two racially charged shootings in a southern town. We're going to find out more about it. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who I'm talking about? The lovely, the fabulous, the talented Miss Sanaa Lathan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Sanaa, what's going on, darling?
How you doing, Steve?
Good, good, good. So, normally I can say I haven't seen you in a while, but you did my talk show a little earlier. I saw you.
Yeah, I'm going to come back in a couple of weeks. I'm coming to Chicago in a couple of weeks to see you.
Cool. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Let's do it again. How you been?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm so excited about this show.
Yeah, let's talk about it. It's called Shots Fired. It's a 10-hour film.
Yeah.
So tell us about it. It's going to be 10 episodes. What is it? Talk to us a little bit.
It's 10 hours, and it is it's so good. It's so well written. It basically is a mystery thriller that follows my character and my partner's character as we try to investigate a murder of a black kid and a white kid. And it kind of shows how these two murders, one being black, one being white, and how they're treated differently by the community, by the press, and by the justice system. And along the way, it's kind of a whodunit and a why done it. And it's juicy. There's so many great performances. We have an amazing cast. Stephon James plays my partner. Mac Wiles plays police officer. Helen Hunt, Richard Dreyfuss. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we have, it's exciting, and it's really fun. You know, there's moments where you're going to be crying, and it's going to be chilling at how much of a reflection it is of what's going on in today's news, but at the same time is really entertaining. So I'm excited for people to tune in.
Yeah. Now you play an investigator.
Yes. I play an investigator with the Department of Justice. Her name is Ash Aquino, and I call her Ash. And I call her badass.
Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, Ash.
She's a badass.
Okay. She's a badass. I thought her name was Ass. I was gonna say, all right, so just out there, giving it to the people for real. Now I'm a badass, and call me Ass.
That's my hashtag. Hashtag badass.
Okay.
Badass. She's a badass. Anyway,
stupid.
I know, right? She is amazing. An amazing investigator. She's been doing it for 20 years. She used to go undercover in the cartels in Mexico and Colombia, and now she's doing this job, and she's relentless in her pursuit of justice, and she'll do whatever it takes, even if it's against the law. And so it's a real fun character to play. She's very layered, and I can't wait. Yeah, it's cool.
Well, let me ask you this, because since it's about shootings and this particular is about these two different shootings, it's definitely covering some difficult subject matter, and hopefully it'll probably spark some real conversation about the criminal justice system. What do you feel is the takeaway for viewers?
You know, I try not to kind of dictate what I want people to get, because everybody's going to get something different, but I definitely, I hope that while we're entertaining people, I hope that it gets, at the very most, I would love for it to raise consciousness. I would love for people to come together. The great thing about this series is that it gives a perspective from every seat at the table. You have 10 hours. So it's like, you get to see, the mother who's grieving. You get to see the criminal justice system from their side. You get to see what happens when that cop who shot the kid goes home. So it's really great in terms of creating empathy and compassion. While we were shooting, there were so many times. There was one morning we came into work, and Philando Castile had just gotten shot the night before. Mm. And our first AD, who runs everything, is a black woman, and she could not believe it, because it was July and it was a record number of murders of black men. Mm-hmm. And we basically had to before we started our day, we did a prayer circle and really asked for grace and asked for, just guidance. So because we knew what a big responsibility this is. And it was chilling how many murders were happening at the time that we were working on this. So we took our job seriously. And I just hope that people, I hope people get together. I hope they argue. I hope they debate. But mostly I just hope there's conversation. Wow. We need to come together as people right now.
And it will be. And it does take just that conversation. It sounds like a great project, Sanaa. Congratulations. I think this will be amazing. Now, listen up, listeners. This is what we want to do. We're going to get behind this thing, okay? Full blast. It comes on Wednesday night, this Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. It's called Shots Fired. It's a drama. It's on Fox. Check your local listings for Fox. And let's support Sanaa. This great project is called Shots Fired. Wednesdays at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central on Fox. Sanaa Lathan, we love you, girl.
Love you, Steve.
Cool. Love Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR World on HD2. Student-run WHBC on HD3. GlassHouseRadio.com. HUR Voices on